Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled, Where's the Piccolo?
Corrie ten Boom used to tell the story of the famous conductor, Sir Michael Costa, who was leading a rehearsal with hundreds of instruments and voices. The choir sang at full voice, accompanied by the thundering organ, the roll of drums, and the blare of horns. In the midst of all the din, one man who played the piccolo far up in a corner said to himself, "It doesn't matter what I do," and he stopped playing. Suddenly, the great conductor flung up his hands and brought the rehearsal to a complete standstill. "Where is the piccolo?" he cried. What about you? In life's orchestra, you may not play first chair violin. Maybe the booming kettle drum is not your instrument either. Your talents may be more in line with the tiny piccolo, insignificant and hidden. Yet God listens for your part in the orchestra of life. The Bible tells the story of an army commander named Naaman, who was highly regarded, truly a major player in the country of Aram. But he contracted leprosy. Now his armies had taken captive a young Israeli girl, and she became servant to Naaman's wife. She was definitely merely a piccolo player, so to speak, a prisoner, a slave. But she spoke up and said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet of God, Elisha, who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman did just that, and through Elisha, God healed Naaman of the dread disease. He used a simple captive maid to point an important man to himself. From that point on, Naaman said he would worship only the true God. Friend, you make a difference in this life. Keep playing your kettle drum, or your violin, or, yes, your piccolo. The divine conductor of life's orchestra is listening for your part.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.